let us just get into the swing of the sugya. Tana Rabbanan and Daf Mem Hei Amad Aleph, Tana Rabbanan Abba Nichnesu Tachas Abaylam, Vahilo Hein Shem Echinam Vashayil Neisusocha Vaseicher, Hogu, if they had the share and the share killed someone, Tamim Nerogim, so if they were Tamim, so they Nerogim, Upturim Min HaKeifer, but the Shaymer is Potim Min HaKeifer, Mu'odim, what if they were Mu'odim, Nerogim, Umisham Min HaKeifer. Hayovim lahachzer d'mei sher lebailov. The shomrim amechuyev, since their ishmire was mesavev, that the sher became a sher and iskal, so memela said amechuyev to pay the d'mei sher lebailov. Chutz mishay mechinam. A sher mechinam does not have to pay the d'mei sher lebailov. Omri, so yes, Echidomi, either not, if it's speaking about that they made a shmire on the share, afilukulanami lifteri. So, all of them, they made a proper shmire, and somehow the share became a share on Nisko. So, all of them should be potter to pay the Meya share. They made a proper shmire. Be the loinotre. And if it's speaking about that he did not make a proper shmire, after the shemachinam nechayev. So what is the yichas of a shemachinam? Because of his ishmire, the shem became asher aniskal. So he should be mechuyev to pay the dmei asher. Omri hoche b'mayaskinon the notre shmire prusa. It's speaking about that the shmire that the shemrim had made, all for shemrim, they made a shmire pruse, v'loi notre shmire mula. They made a shmire pruse, adalas shechel olamit beruach mitzuya, but they did not make a shmire mula. The shemachinam calls aloi shmirose. A shemachinam, his obligation to the mafki, to the bala pekodin, is he shouldn't be pesheya. As long as he made a shmira pruse, that is sufficient. So he made a shmira pruse, and lemaisa the shir became a shir aniskal, so he's not mechuyev to the bailam to pay. Because of that, he did, his obligation was only to make a shmira pruse, and that's what he did. Hanach lekosa shmiras, but the other shaymrim, they're mechuyev to make a shmira meule. And speaking about, they did not make a shmira meula, so therefore they're mechuyev to pay the bala share for the share through their ishmire. The share became a share on this. So they're mechuyev to pay the bala share for the share. Omri kema. So the Gemara asks, who is the tana of this baraisa? Ike Rab Meir. If the tana is Rab Meir. Let us just see Rashi, Keman Iker Ameya. The Omar b'masnisen mu'ed loisagilei b'shmira pruse. Because the Mishnah says, two halachas. The Mishnah says, by a mu'ed, mishalmen asa kaifa, they pay kaifa, hayom lahachzer, the meishir lebayla, chutz mishay mechina. Kaifa is paid. And besides the Shem Echinam, they paid the Dmei Sheh Lebaila. So the Omer B'mas Nisan, in the next Mishnah, Rameya holds, Mu'ed Lo Yisagilei B'Shmira Pkusa. Mishim Hochi Nami K'toni Mishalmen Kaifa. So the Mishnah would come out Kevaldik according to Rameya. That means that all of them are Chayev B'Kaifa, because a Mu'ed you need also a Shmira Me'ule, even a Shem Echinam also. The chiyuv shmire that's mutol on a sher amuad, this is a chiyuv to the tzibur, and even though he was a shem achinam, but since the sher is in his reshus, so he's obligated to the tzibur to make a shmire meula. So keman iker ameya the omar seicher kishem achinam done, but there's another problem. A mayor holds a seicher has the same aloch as like a shem achinam. Listen, chutz mishem achinam v'haseicher. So if it's speaking about that he made a shmira pruse, and therefore he's potter to pay the limanza the may ashela bailam, so why does it say chutz mishay mechinam? It should say chutz mishay mechinam b'seicha. The Iker Rav Yehuda, if it's going according to Rav Yehuda, the Omar Seicha can I say Socher Domi, so then this is not a problem whatsoever, because Fakel, a Seicha is Mazer the Meisher Labailot. But we have another problem. Rav Yehuda holds we'll have in the next Mishnah something very interesting, that a Mu'ed is a shmira pruse is sufficient. So b'zayin nisne chutz mishay machinam. So vika b'zayin masayich k'nei sesach adam nisne chutz mishay machinam. That the shay machinam is not mechuyev laharzad me'ashel abaylo. V'kulon b'mu'adim puturim le'inyin kaifa. Because according to Rav Yehuda, the shmira that is necessary by a mood is a shmira pruse. So if it's speaking about the way you said that he made a shmira pruse, so legabi the bailim, there's a chiyiv, they're mechuyiv to the bailim to see he shouldn't become a shera nisko. But legabi the chiyuv of kaifer, so that as long as they made a shmira pruse, they're potter from kaifer. So we have a problem. What's the Rashi? Oh, my Seicha, kishe mechinam domi bo metziya bar Seicha. Ben nisni chutz mishe mechinam bar Seicha. It's going according to Rameya. Ve'ike Rab Yehuda, heiche de shamru shmira prusa. You said, speaking about that, de shamru shmira prusa, amai mishalmim kaifa. Ha'oma Rab Yehuda, mu'et sagilei bishmira prusa. A mu'et is all you need is a shmira prusa. And if he made a shmira prusa, he's not chayv kaifer. So we have a problem. Omar Rav Huna bar Chinene, you're right, it's not Rameya, it's not Rav Yehuda. Omani Rav Elozer, it's going according to Rav Elozer. The Omar ain lo shmira elo sakin. Rav Elozer holds that even a shmira mu'ula doesn't help by a mu'ud. That means, afilu they made a shmira mu'ula and they killed someone, they're also chayiv kaifa. Ein lo shmira elo sakin. So memele, so it's very good. Why they're all chayiv bekaifa? Uleinin seicha, sabalo, kabyuda dama seicha, kenei se socha dami. But lagabi, he holds a seicha is like kenei se socha. So Mamela, so the Brais is beautiful. It's speaking about that they all made a Shmira Pruse. So Hashem Achinam is Kosa Shmirose. He did what he was obligated to do. He made a Shmira Pruse and that's it. Became a Sheranisko, so he doesn't owe the Bailam anything. All the other Shemrim did not do what they were obligated to do. So Mamela, they did not make a proper Shmira, so therefore, they became a shir on Nisko, the mechuyev to pay the bailam, and legabi kaifa. Everyone is chayiv kaifa because Rabbi Loza holds a mu'ed dein l'shmira, afil l'shmira mu'ula is not sufficient, and therefore the whole chayiv kaifa. So let us see Rashi. Rabbi Loza he d'alma b'mas nisan, he says in the next Mishnah ein l'shmira l'mu'ed el asakim. There's no such thing as a shmira lemud. You have to shecht it. Va'afilu shmira meula. Afilu shmira meula is also no teretz. There was a shmira meula, and they killed Yechayev Kaifa. V'choshkein, hi, the shmira prusa notre. Here we're speaking about that he made a shmira prusa. U'mishimachim mishalmim kaifa. Therefore you pay kaifa. U'le'inyen, the mei sher nami, Chayovim, they all pay kaifa, because Hashmir Mule is, Hashmir Pchus about the Gibis is not a teret, so the chayiv kaifa. Linyid Meisher, Nami Chayovim, Daleim, Lishoim Rashmir Mule. Besides Hashem Rechinam, they're mechuyiv to make Hashmir Mule. Hoyo, Vinoise, Socherheim. זאת רשי, ובנות ראי שמירה מורו לו למוצי מוקים לו. אז, why do we have to say it, speaking about that they made a שמירה פרוסה? Let us say they made a שמירה מולה, למוצי מוקים לו אפילו לרב אלוזו. ואף אגב דלינים, קויפה חיובן, even though לגבי קויפה דחייב, according to רב אלוזו, לא יסגי לי בשמירה מעולה, ולינין דמיישה לביילם פטורים, דונתו, ומי הו עולה למבט. לגבי their obligations to the ביילם, their חיוב is to make a שמירה מעולה. If they made a שמירה מעולה, so they're potter. The share was נגיע, so ממילה, they're not responsible to Lugadi the Bailam, they're not obligated to the Bailam for this. So therefore, we have to say the previous Akimte, that speaking about they made a Shmira Prusa, they made a Shmira Prusa, and they made a Shmira Prusa, and therefore the Chayiv to the Barza the Meshela Bailam. That is Montero. Abaya Omar Loilam Kerameya. Could be it's going according to Rameya. Rameya, we had a problem. Why doesn't it say Chutz Mishem Echinom B'Seicher? Chidmachlef Rabba Barabue B'Toni Seicher Ketzad Mishalim Rameya Mekishem Echsocho Abiyudai Mekishem Echinom. There are, there's a machlek is what Rameya really holds by a Seicher. So it could be, according to Rabbi Baravu, we could say the Barah advice is going according to Rameya. Zog to Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbi Loza. Mosar Shoiroi L'Shoim Achino. A person gave over his Shoiro to a Shoim Achino. Hizik Chayit. If it was Mazik, and the Shoim Achino did not do what he was obligated to do. So he's chayit. The Shemachim Echinim is mechuyiv kepei. That's what we have in the Mishnah. Kulam nichnasu tachas habaylam. Who's a akpoto? But what happens if another shoyel was mazik this shoyel, and he didn't do anything, the Shema did not make any shmira whatsoever, to prevent that another shoyel should be mazik? Who's a akpoto? Omri, fragt der Gemara, Hechidom, what are we speaking about? Ide kobol olei shmiras nizoko. Now, there are two categories of shmira that a shema is mekabel on himself. There's gneiva maveda, there's pshia, the things shouldn't happen to the shoyel, it shouldn't fall, it shouldn't get stolen. Then there's Shmiras Nezokov. Shmiras Nezokov, L'chayre, includes if the Sheir is Mazik another Sheir, or if another Sheir was Mazik him. So here, we have a very interesting memory of Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Lozo says that the Shema is Chayev, is Achroi if the Sheir was Mazik. But if the Sheir was Genizik, then the Shema is Potter. So the Gemara says, Eichidom, Ida Kabul Eishmiras Nezoko, if he was Mekabul on himself, when he wrote a contract with the Bala Sheir, so in the small print it said that the Yechayev, not only for other things happening to the Sheir, you're Mechayev for Shmiras Nezoko, Afilo Huzak Nami Lechayev, so so he should be chayim if the share was genizik from another share. Vida loy kabul loy shmiras nezokov. If he wasn't mekabul shmiras nezokov, so he's only mekabul that it shouldn't get stolen or lost. Afilo hizik nami opshiye. Talking about a shemechina. Afilo hizik nami lifta. So if it was mazik, it should be also be potter. How do you split the hair and say, hizik is chayek, husik is potter? Omarove, lo'oilom shekibol olav shmiras nezokov. He was mekabo shmiras nezokov. Vohoche b'may askinom kagoin shehike boi shu nakra. He knew that this shair is a nakra. Bestame de Milse, so Asher that's a Nakhin, so Memele, so the Shaymer knew, if the Asher's a Nakhin, that he has to make sure it shouldn't be Nageh. He anited the Hachi, he became a Shaymer. So Memele, the Loy Ozel, Iyu, Mazik, Achini, Kabbalah, that this shayl shouldn't be mazik others, was mekabel on himself, because this was an expected occurrence. That means if he's a shayl nakhen, he realized that he's in for a picnic with the shayl to make sure it shouldn't be mazik. But also achino maskelele di day loy asik adaita. But he never thought, since the shayl is a nakhen, so Memele, he never thought that another shayl would have the chutzpah and the audacity to be mazik him. This one is a big bully, I mean, so who's going to be mazik him? So this was not, he never assumed that this would ever occur. So Memele, so in his Kabbalah Shmira, this is not included, because this is a very rare occurrence that someone says, start up with a professional nakhim, so Mamela, he wasn't mekabel this. Let's see Rashi, and then we'll elaborate a little on this again. Ustama de Milse, Sher nakhim, ki mekabel inish netirusi ale, when a person is mekabel, shmiran a sher nakhim, lamashu muzik mekabel ale, he's a mazik. But that others should not be mazik him, le mazik adaita, shrein sher mishyatsev le negde mipachdai. You won't find a sher that's gonna fight him. He's scary. He's an akhim. Fine. Now there's a machlekes, the Rajba and the Ravid. What is pshat in this gemara? The Ravid says, Amar de Kazach, that when a Shemer is Mekabel Shmira on a Shoyer, Shmiras Nezokov does not go into Cheshbet. Shmiras Nezokov is not going, that's a new Kabbalah Sachayis. The Shemer is not obligated to do this. This is a new Parsha. Astam. And so here it's speaking about, the Ravid says, that when the deal was, we're talking about a Shemer Chinam, the question was posed to the Shemer Chinam, are you Mekabel Shmiras Nezokov? And he said, yes. Now, the Gemara's talking about, so, but this yes means Shmiras Nezokov, which he expected would occur. So that means hizik is chayev. Something, but in his yes, there's not a Kabbalah that somebody be mazik him, because that he never chalom that such a thing would occur, so he wasn't mekabel that. That's how the Ravid learns pshat, and the Rajbe wants to say, not like that, he says this is an automatic hizchayvis of a shema. This is a stomadikadin. He says you have a Mishnah, Moshe Lushayma, Kulam Nichnesu Tachas Abaylim. We had a Baraisa, Moshe Lushayma Chinam. A Stam Baraisa. It's talking about there was conditions that were made. No one ever mentioned this, that the special conditions were made. So therefore, the Rajbo says, That this is an automatic Kabbalah. You don't have to speak it out. That means every Shem is Mekabel Shmira automatically. This goes into collision, automatically goes into the Kabbalah Shmira. Shmira's Nezokov goes in automatically. But here the Gemara says, by Asher Nakhon, so Memele, so there's no automatic Kabbalah Shmira Shalai Yuzak, because this is a very rare occurrence, and a day to the hoche, we don't assume that he was mekabel. So we have a machlekes, the Ravid and the Rashba, if one needs a Kabbalah, and Shmiras Nezokov, and we're speaking about after the Kabbalah, or one does not need a Kabbalah whatsoever. Sagt der Mischner weiter, Scharei Beilof b'meiseirat, the Beilem tied it with the reins, or the Norbefonof Karoi, or he made a delis that Yechelo L'amid Baruch Metzuya. These two cases are called Ashmira Pchuse. The Yotza V'Hizik, so we have a machlokes. Echad tam v'echad mu'ud chayiv divrei Rameya. Rameya holds, Ashmira Pchuse is not sufficient, not for a tam, not for a mu'ud. So Mameli did not make a proper Shmira, so he's chayiv. Rav Yehuda Oymer, tam chayiv, you 100% right, a tam needs a Shmira Mu'ula. You're right. Shmir Pchus is not sufficient. Mu'ud pota. Mu'ud is pota, shenema v'lo yishmerenu bailot. By a mu'ud it says, he did not make any shmire. Then he's chay. V'shamor he made a shmire. It's not such a, competent shmire. It's a shmire Pchus. As long as he made a shmire, so he's potter. Rabbi Lezer Oymer, ein lo shmira elo sakel. That is no, so we had Rashi, the Bar Rashi said that it's mazik, it's definitely made a shmira mula, he's also chayiv. Zot Rashi, v'noal befonov karoi, haynu shmira pchusa. Dele shechel alamid v'loch metzi, lekama bakoynis. Loish Mereno Barlo, the Mu'ud Siv, Miet HaKosov L'Shmira Mu'etes. Here you need a small Shmira, as long as you made a small Shmira, that's sufficient to Mufarish Big Morim. Ein L'Shmira L'Mu'ud Al-Asakim, Vafilu Shamra Shmira Mu'ula, V'Hippel HaKosov, he threw down the Kosov, V'Yotzo Chayit, because this is the Yechai by Mood. Visholish Machlikis Bedok. Ramei Bishmira Prusa Chai, Mula Potter. Rav Yude Bprusa Nami Potter Mood. Rabbeleze Bemula Nami Chai. My time de Rameya. What is the time of Rameya? Rameya says that all Shvorim, Saya Tam, Saya Mood, need a Shmira Mu'ula. So the Gemara says it's a very interesting Eifen HaLimud. Kosova Rameya holds Stam Shvorim Lav Becheske Shimu Kaimi. Stam Shvorim normally a Bailam doesn't watch them. Normally a Bailam doesn't watch them. So we're talking about normal occurrences. A person has a shirt. Normally a person doesn't feel obligated to watch it. So the Torah says, now, so we're speaking about some people don't feel obligated to watch the shirt. Now, so let's learn Chumash after we know what the Minhag HaOlam is. So the Torah says, a tam is chayiv. So we see from this that the Niboy Leishmira Prusa. We see the Torah said the Chiyuv is when he did what a normal Bailam does. He didn't do anything. So Memele, that's Pshat and Posek. He didn't do anything. Atamis Chayiv. So I can only derive from this posik that he has to make al kaponim ashmira prus. Fine. Hoder omar rachmone. So now we know that you have to make ashmira prus. Alochadli, you have to make ashmira prus. Hoder omar rachmone v'lo yishmerenu gabi mu'ud. Now by a mu'ud it comes to say that he did not make a proper shmira. We know already you have to make ashmira prus. The niboy lay shmira mu'ula. So now the Pasuk is saying that he did not make a proper Shmira, and that's why he's chayiv by a mu'ud. Niboy le shmira mu'ula. So now I know, a tam paid, you need a shmira pruse, a mu'ud needs a shmira mu'ula, but now I have a gzeir shove, v'yalav negichel a tam, negichel a mu'ud. It says, ki yigach by a tam, It says, ki yigach by a mu'ed. So memela, now I know that just like a mu'ed needs a shmira mu'ula, a tam also needs a shmira mu'ula. Zot Rashi, lav beches keshima kaime, in odom mishama sheire klal. Normally, without any halachis, a person, mitzah tivo, he doesn't watch a share, elamini chivi yaitse, he leaves it, he say, some or nothing will happen. So memele, so the chiyuv of tam tells us a shmir of chus is not enough, and the chiyuv, and then the shmir, and by mu'ud comes to tell us that a mu'ud, there wasn't a proper shmir with a shmir of chus. Now when gzeir shove, and the gichel tam, the gichel mu'ud, gzeir shove, the leboi nami tam shmira mu'ula. That is svoras rameya. Rav Yehuda sovar, stam shvorim becheska shimo kaimi. That means stam shvorim, a bailim realizes you can't rely on a shoyl. So normally, without any psukim, a bailim makes al kaponim a shmira p'chusa. So the Torah said that a tam pays, so in other words, the Torah is telling us, even though you made a shmira p'chusa, you're still chayiv. Amar Rachmone, tam nishalim, the nivoy le shmira mula. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that even though you're a normal person that makes normally a shmira p'chusa, if it was mazik, you have to pay. So in other words, the Torah is telling us, you are not nifta with a shmira p'chusa, you need a shmira mula. Hadar Omar Rachmone v'lo yishmerenu gabi mu'ud. Now, the Pasuk tells us the same chaymer by a mu'ud, that you're responsible because you did not make a proper shmira. The navid lay shmira mula. Now, really, I know this from a tam. Have ribui achar ribui. So the second pasuk is telling us something I know already. I know already that a tam is chayv b'shmira mu'ula. So why do you have to tell me that a mu'ud is chayv b'shmira mu'ula? I would figure it out by myself. Vein ribui acha ribui elo lemayit. So we have a klal, if there's two ribuyim, that are telling us two chumres need a shmira mu'ula by a tam, And you also need a shmira mula by a mu'ed. We have a klam ribi ach ribi ala lamayit miyot akosub l'shmira mula. Atam, a mu'ed does not need a shmira mula. A shmira p'chusa is sufficient. V'chitayme negiche l'tam negiche l'mu'ed. So now you figured out that a mu'ed is sagi b'shmira p'chusa. So let's not exaggerate Shabbat by a tam also should be sufficient as shmira prusa. Amit rachmone v'lo yishmerenu. This posik by mu'ed that is megalit to us that a shmira prusa is sufficient. Lo zeh, this is by a mu'ed v'lo yilacha. So it's a mi'ut. Only a mu'ed in not a tam. But the Gemara, where do you see a miyut? We'll see. Vemiboyle legufe leishus is gairis. I mean, I need this. The pasuk is ein ribi ach ribi ela lamayit. But it's lamayit. So now I know that a muid is sagi b'shmira pruse. But it's not a miyut anatam. Nakel not gzeres shove negiche negiche. Shema says, "Im kein nichtev rachmona v'loy yishmer." Then the Gutake be right. So from loy yishmer, I'd learn out that shmira p'chusa is sufficient. And now I would make a gzeirah shova. My v'loy yishmeren nu. The nu seems that that what I learned from loy yishmer, that a shmira p'chusa is sufficient. This is only by a mu'ed. Lo zeh v'loy la'achet. Now let us see Rashi. Stam shvorim becheska shimo kaimi. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Ein lecha odom shen meshamesh shoyra shmira pruse. Vechiye vakosu betam. The Torah is speaking about normal cases. Alma shmira mu'ula boy. oder Kosav, Chitayme Neilef Negiche Negiche de Tanna Milizgilei Bepsucha Bepchuse, oder Shmir Pchuse Shvigod Bayatam. The Gemara says, it's a Mi'ed, since it says, by Mu'ed, so that can Mu'ed, it's Mi'ed Prusa Sebishna Baitan. Bo'le Yishmerenu Mi Bo'le Lelab, Kloyma Legufei, De'im Lo Yishamra Yishmire Mu'ule Lechayib. I would think, if he didn't make a Shmir Mu'ule, Yishayib, the Shine Be'i Ribu Yachay Ribu, in Mi'yuta De Tam and Ole. I need this Lo Yishmerenu to make a Ribu, to tell me that a Shmir Prus is enough, but it's not a miut on tam. So the Gemara says, it says, nu, lishmerenu, lezeh me'atati leprusa, dafke bayamud, a Shmir Prus is gonna beloy la'ache. Now let us see Taisvis. Becheskas shimur kaimi, so the first lotion in Taisvis is the way Rashi said. Ein a perish kahide perikam gabi plukte de palganiske knosse de becheska shimo. The hosam hainu, that what it says in the first perik, stam shvom becheska shimo, the hosam hainu de insrichen shimo. Shein darke lahazik mai shein verego. So the word becheska shimo means there's no need to watch it. It's becheska shimo. So that's why it's a knas. Havel cheske shimo dahocha, it's the same words, but it's speaking about the hanhoge of Bailim. Doch einu shederech b'nei odom lishoimroi. Ustome ovid lohu shmire pruse. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Stam shvorim b'cheske shimo kaimi. That normally a person watches a shayer with a shmira prusa, so in the pafal piken yechay bayatam, so the Torah is mechadish need a shmira mula bayatam. Rabbeinu Tam Goras, he has a different girsa. B'derab Meir, b'cheska shima, the hepek of our girsa, b'derab Yehuda lav b'cheska shima. So how does that work? So lefi ha girsa ochi perushe. My time is the Rav Meir. What's the time of Rav Meir? The Rav Meir holds that the pasuk is coming to tell us neither shmir emul is ksova stam shvorim becheskas shimo chivi lebailim. The bailim hold that the shvorim are becheskas shime. Shesvurim abailim shein darkon lahazik. They hold the share is not normally mazik. Val kain ein chayshishin l'shamra. So stam shvom becheska shimur kaimi is we're not speaking about what the bailim do. We're not speaking about what the share is be'etzim. We're speaking about how the bailim understands the truna of the share. Rameya holds a bailim assumed. The Bailam assumes stam shvorim becheske shimo that they'll never be mazik. So memele, that's why the Bailam is never shoyma. The time of the Rabbi Yehuda stam shvorim lav becheske shimo chivi lebailam. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Bailam realize it's a shoyer. It's not a. And so stam shvorim is lav becheske shimo chivi lebailam. Vinot lalu shmira prusa. Ulahach girsa ave perish cheske shima doch kes cheshima de perikame. That means, tam shvom becheske shima was speaking about the shoyer, not about what the bailim do. So the loshin is the same. Umiyu ben ramei ben rabiu de sovri shape palganiske knosso. That means, the Gemara says, tam shvom becheske shima kaimi. They really don't need shimo. The Gemara is speaking about what Asher really is. Asher is really becheska shimo. That Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about how people understand Asher. So the Gemara and the first part is speaking about how Chazal understood the Metzias of Asher. So if we hold Palganiska Knosa, so Chazal are telling us that the Metzias of Asher, it is Becheska Shimo. asher is becheska shimo. So memel of the Torah was mechayev to pay palganisket akochach tzaknas. But that what Rabbi Yehuda says, stam shvarim lav becheska shimo. That means how the Bailim understand the Shoel. That's Das Balabayis, and Das Teire, and Das Balabayis. So Das Balabayis is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Hepach from Das Teire. According to Ramei, the Otake Mechavim Das Teire. So that, Viu Bein Ramei, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Slavi Shapa Pal Ganiske Knosa. Vami Boi Leile Lav. The Loshen is very, unclear, boile le lav, nire ki gilsas as from the golsi, from me boile le gufe, kloima le riboy acha riboy. I mean, so say Rashi and say Taisvis, Rashi also said, Rashi puts a kloima, me boile le lav, volo yishmreni boile le lav, kloima le gufe. I mean, Rashi also machtavek the lav. I mean, I just thought, perhaps we could be miyashiv, the Lashon of the Gemara. We had mentioned this perhaps a few times. The Rabbah Ber and Simon Beis bring some Rab Chaim, that Rab Chaim says, this is the Lashon, more or less, that the Rabbah Ber brings down, the din v'loy yishmerenu havi isura. There's, if he doesn't watch it, he's over an iser. Bir advarim, the leinemar davke linyechiyev momen, not yelom shamposik, he didn't watch it, so memeli's chayev to pay. Elegam leinyin sheyechoshev mazik veroshe klapi shemaya. The person has a share, and he did not watch the share, so in the bashamayim is a rosh in a mazik. And Rab Chaim brought a raya, midin chiyuv koifer. Dareyu gam kein chiyuv devloy yishmerenu. Vohu nemal inyin oynish bidei shemayim, dinenash al retzichas shoyroi. Do kufre kapore. Vohena midin devloy yishmerenu dinezikin, gam kein nemal inyin oynish bidei shemayim. The din of v'loy yishmerenu says twice by Amud, v'loy yishmerenu. So, Rab Chaim said the v'loy yishmerenu is telling us not only, we're not just speaking about dinei momenis, that you go further, v'loy yishmerenu, he didn't watch it, and then memele is chayiv to pay. No, if a person does not watch his share to be mazik, there's Isurim over here. So it could be, according to Rab Chaim, the Loshen Lalavasi is perhaps a little better. That Rab Chaim says from the V'lo Yishmerenu, we learn out that he's over Isurim, besides the Chiyuvei Tashlumim, which exist, he's over also over Isurim.